Good morning. It is 10:35 a.m. on Wednesday, February 5th, and the February meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call for those on the call. Dale Nyblade, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Barry Mays?
Present.
Terry Brown?
Present.
Michael Searle?
Present.
And Deb Bright is not going to be on the call. Also, we have on the call Megan Darien, our executive director, as well as Seamus Monahan, our assistant attorney general. And I'll even include Jim McClafferty, our investigator, who's also on the call. Declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none. We'll move on. Review, discuss, and approve the minutes of January 8th.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from our January 8th meeting as written.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written for the January 8th telephonic board meeting. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Oh, sorry, Terry. Sorry, Terry, you weren't on the call. Michael Searle.
Aye.
So we'll discount Terry's vote. It's still unanimously passed to accept the minutes as written. Agency operations director's report.
License dispensing opticians 2024 renewal have been completed with 94% completion as of 1/31/25. 849 licenses were renewed and 57 did not. The average number yearly, which is normal. The board starts the year 2025 with 866 active license dispensing opticians. Number B, bills 2025. The first one, HB 2637. Board of Dispensing Optician repeal. Several board members and board-related constituents met at the Capitol yesterday, February 4th, to voice their opposition to this bill. The committee put the bill on hold for now. Number two, SB 1235, Health Profession Regulatory Board membership. Exceed of public members over licensee members. Decrease the number of licensee for dispensing opticians for licensed dispensing opticians from 5 to 3 and increase the number of public members from 2 to 4 for our board. And it's included almost all the boards. SB 1037, Health Board Fund Balance. This bill offers that the fund balance may not be more than 2 years of the Health Profession Regulatory Board's annual operation expenses plus 5% on top of that. If this bill passes, it doesn't affect us because financially we are not exceeding what they are asking. But it is in the process right now. And it's not only us, it's all the boards across the state for health boards. I'm done.
Okay, thanks for the updates.
Mr. Chairman, this is Suzanne Coleman. May I ask a question?
Sure. Sure.
On the going back to item 2 on the B2, the SB 1235 Health Profession Regulatory Board membership, can you tell me which boards are not included in that bill?
All
or
the,
are they all included?
All the boards. That's what it's called Health Profession Regulatory Boards, all the health boards.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's move on to 5A. applications for licensed optician.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for licensed optician from the following applicant. That would be Griesla Garcia, Patrick Dvorak, and Tracy Leckworth.
And this is Sherry Mason. I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to accept these three applications for licensure. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Barry Brown?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Congratulations to three new opticians that have become licensed. Now makes us having 869 active licenses. Future meeting dates, we've got those on the calendar, everything but July. Future agenda items, TBD, I'm sure there will be some. Call to the public, Jim, appreciate you being on the call. Any other comments? It is 10:41 a.m. and this meeting of the board is now adjourned. Have a great week, guys.